Well, back to Earth now, and parents are being warned to be on the lookout for dangerous toys heading into the Christmas season after consumer group Choice found that some online retailers were failing button battery safety standards. It comes just days after the consumer watchdog issued recalls for children's play sand contaminated with asbestos. Francis Ventura is the CEO of KidSafe ACT and joins me now. Francis, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Who regulates the safety of kids' toys in Australia? Is there a one-stop shop or does it depend where you are?
So I really wish there were. So Australian consumer law obviously looks after the Australian standards, which there are Australian standards for most toys. However, as Choice notes and the ACCC themselves have noted, it's actually not where there's some gaps to exist. It's actually technically not illegal. You won't believe this. This probably comes as a surprise to many of your listeners. It's actually not illegal to sell unsafe toys in Australia, which is the reason why, for example, Choice recently found, which to me came as no surprise, doesn't reduce my disgust on the topic, but as certainly no surprise that a majority of toys they found that were purchased online failed button battery safety standards. And the simple result of that is that that's putting kids' lives at imminent risk of serious injury or death, noting the fact that a button battery can kill a child within a couple of hours of ingesting it.
These are incredibly dangerous things. What do we do as parents, aunties, uncles, friends, if we're looking to buy something for kids at Christmas? How do we tell if it's safe or not?
So previously we'd thought, look, you know, if you buy from a reputable store, it should be fine. We'd presume that it complies with Australian standards. If we avoid buying from some online stores that perhaps their stores are, so for example, if you're buying off a seller off eBay and the toy comes in from overseas, that might not be the best idea because it might not obviously comply with Australian standards and they might not particularly care. But obviously what's been particularly distressing for many caregivers, particularly recently, is the fact they've gone in, obviously completely innocently, to buy toys from reputable major outlets right here in Australia, not even online. They've gone into a shop to buy it and then finding out that these are actually not complying with basic Australian standards. So there's an example. So Nick Stakos, who's the Consumer Affairs Minister in Victoria, took quite a strong stand on a store called Pandamart that were openly, the Consumer Protection Organisation in Victoria went in and seized toys off the shelves that just did not comply with Australian standards at all. How it is that these toys are obviously making it into Australia and then finding themselves on the shelves is something that needs to be looked at. On the issue of sand, because obviously thousands of families, not to mention schools, have been playing with this for years now, it's probably going to take some time for us to try and locate all of those and safely dispose of those. Obviously, there are still schools across the country closed today. Just wanted to fully endorse the call that the South Australian Education Ministers put out today, which is frankly, just a common sense, not particularly radical one, that there needs to be. So we echo that call, the call being for the federal government to initiate an inquiry into how asbestos made it onto Australian shores. I think that's obviously, frankly, not good enough. So my advice for parents and caregivers is, unfortunately, it's not perfect. So where possible, look for Australian standards on the labels. Buy from reputable stores. If there doesn't appear to be Australian standards listed on there, perhaps like if you're looking at something that includes ingredients such as sand, look up the ingredients online or look up the manufacturer online, particularly if it's an overseas one, to see if they've been subject to any litigation or any issues overseas or in other jurisdictions. It's not a perfect solution, but until we really get on top of how we make sure that toys that are sold, toys obviously emphasising the fact that these go to children, that toys in Australia are actually safe, and we really start to get serious about quality control and compliance around these, then I think we're just going to keep seeing the issue again and again. And I really, hand on my heart, my hand is literally on my heart. It breaks my heart to have to say this. We are going to continue to see children getting rushed to hospital, seriously injured or potentially dead, simply because a caregiver has innocently bought them a toy that then the button battery's fallen off. And then the button batteries then essentially fried them from the inside. So it breaks my heart to have to say this. So that's why the federal government needs to initiate an inquiry into how this happened. We echo Choices campaign that it needs for Australian consumer law to adequately protect children, actually make it illegal to sell unsafe toys. And if the ACCC needs stronger teeth and if it needs extra resources in order to be able to go out and catch these perhaps nefarious sellers, or at least the toys that are unsafe, then that's something else that needs to be considered and acted upon.
Francis, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're listening to Francis Ventura there, the CEO of KidSafe ACT.